Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Audit Committee meeting. It's Monday, September 27th. Tonight, we have a very short agenda. We have three sets of minutes to approve. And at first, I didn't ask his permission, but I was Secretary Campbell Johnson. His cousin was murdered in Texas. Some people have heard about it. It's been in the newspapers. And on behalf of the committee, I would like to offer my deepest condolences.
Thank you.
Campbell, could you please call the roll?
Sure. Okay. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Wesley Bethune?
Present.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Leslie Davis?
Lisa.
Davis, excuse me. I'm
present. It's okay. It's okay. Take your time, Cameron. Go ahead.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Doing it through a little water there. Jane Gatewood?
Yes, here.
Seth Goldberg? Matthew Hallinan? Chandra Hoffman? Melinda Alidon?
I am so proud of you.
He's so funny, Melinda.
Thank you, Melinda. Does that mean you're here?
I don't
know.
She's so excited she forgot to say here. Okay, go ahead.
Campbell Johnson's present. Dutch Merrick is excused, I believe. He sent in an email. Leslie Radford. Joe Wansala, Donna Warren, Mia Turner.
Here.
Mia?
I'm here.
Okay.
Present.
Arlene, Tony Paul, LaVon Williams. Okay, we have eight persons present, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I believe that's quorum.
We do have quorum.
Madam Chair?
Yes? Go ahead, Lisa.
I just wanted to say one thing, if I may, slightly off topic, but I just want to say, Campbell, you pronounced Melinda's name with such confidence, even though it was wrong, you said it so strongly. I kind of like your way of pronouncing it.
Last time I was wrong?
Before. You had to say it with such conviction and confidence. But I tended to believe you over Melinda. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that.
Goodness. Poor Melinda.
Maybe I need to sell used cars.
You were good.
Okay, folks. Okay, so tonight is a very short agenda, and that's to approve three sets of minutes that Campbell sent out to us May 24th, August 16th, and July 8th. Does anybody have anything else he or she would like to add to the agenda?
Did you get the August 16th also?
Yes, I got the August, yes. May 24th, August 16th, July 8th.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
All right,
and June 8th, I believe.
28th?
Oh, June 28th, yeah.
Yeah, I see like four sets in an email that I'm looking at.
Right.
Well, the June one is just the agenda. That's why I didn't mention that.
Is that what I did?
Yeah, you just sent the agenda.
Okay, I messed up then. I'll send the other thing.
Okay, no problem. So I read these at turbo speed, except for this. Let me take them one by one. The May 24th, one moment, please. May 24th. Oh, but I didn't approve the agenda. Could I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I move. So move.
I'm so shaken by camera. I'm all discombobulated here. Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Only three items. Call meeting to order, roll call, approve agenda, and approve minutes, and then adjournment. Okay. So did anyone read the May 24th minutes? Those were the first ones. No one read them?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I read them except for the. So
what
should we do?
You
folks?
Yeah, I've got it.
But don't worry about it, Campbell.
Yeah, the June 28th will be in the next thing.
Okay, no problem. So what should we do, folks? Do we want to approve them in October, or whatever the body decides to do? I read them except for some of the times have to be filled in, which I could help Campbell to go back to the stream and fill them in. In the August 16th, I think the meeting was called to order. That time is missing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I've got that information here. So
this is Bill.
Yes, Bill?
Yeah, I hate to keep putting them off, but it probably was best that we wait. And I might have some of the notes. I just glanced at the August one, and I noticed that we don't have the attendees of the meeting listed. Some of the things you have, were left out. It's okay if it's not, if it's not a motion or anything, it really has to be in the minutes. That part's probably okay if it's not,
right.
You weren't sure exactly what every person said. But I'll look at my notes when I get a chance.
Okay.
And see if I have the attendees. Because
okay.
I usually try to write that down too.
Now for attendees.
That was for the August 16th meeting.
Six.
And I haven't looked at the others yet, just to glance at them.
This is Lisa. I would tend to support what Bill said, because I'm just now looking at.
Okay, not a problem. That's fine. Our next meeting would be, I'm looking at the calendar here. Our next meeting will be the 25th of October. So I think we approved some earlier in the year. So you're sending June's, and then we need August and September. So Campbell, I know that that will give you time.
That'll be fine.
To do your morning and all of that, and give us time to send those out. Okay.
Yes. Does anybody notice any other oversights or errors at this point?
What else?
Okay, just either send me an email or something, and I'll make the adjustment. Okay.
Madam Chair, I was just going to say perhaps if they did, they could just send it through the audit listserv. That way we can all see, and we don't have to worry about doubling up if we might notice anything or something.
Right. That's
very
a good suggestion. That's a very good suggestion, Lisa. Any other suggestions? No? Okay.
Thank you, Campbell.
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome.
And on that note,
I just sent everybody a copy of a picture in the newspaper so you can all see a little more background.
Oh, thank you, Melinda. Thank you so much.
Pretty, very pretty. Although, I don't care, it's not just the gorgeous girl, but I hate to see any human life like that wasted. And obviously,
yeah.
She sounds like a lovely, wonderful person on the inside as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I just have to say that in the meantime, I'm hearing about a tragedy that happened in East Orange, where I'm from, and young college students at some party, I don't know, the people got shot and some young honor student killed. It hurts no matter who it is. I'm not just to see life wasted like that. It truly does hurt. But, I'm hearing about this today, and I'm like, oh, God. You got to stop this madness some kind of way.
That's true.
Stop the wars. Just stop all of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing that I just had a thought flash on. Some of this is gang-related stuff. I don't think that this was necessarily, or I think it was probably just a crazed individual with regard to my cousin. But my brother Ray in Sacramento has been for many years driven, I guess, to try to save youth. And This is a young man who could have made a fortune as a photographer. He was national champion the Olympics of the Mind, NAACP's Olympics of the Mind in photography 2 years straight. And he's done a whole lot of other photography and whatnot, but he went to work for the youth corrections facility, and he's a youth counselor in that, and he's recently, he's doing, sessions across the West Coast, and I was talking with him about maybe coming back east or, getting in touch with the folks at KPFA and seeing if they would have an interest at all. He wrote a book called Thug Mentality Exposed, and he's, I think that somehow, somewhere, we have here in D.C., Johnny Barnes, whose son was killed, had a store on U Street, and he was killed by some would-be robbers and whatnot, and he's a former police officer, and he's taken up the cause of trying to save our youth and whatnot, and I think that, this might be something that at some point it would be worthwhile for the network to consider doing some programming along this line. I'm not trying to push my brother or, Johnny Barnes, but I would suspect that maybe something of this sort is happening at a number of the stations, but I think that we really need to engage them in a affirmative fashion so that we can, have some positive results.
I know Robert Muhammad has. Reverend Robert Muhammad, who has a show called Connect the Dots here at KPFT.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is he's had a display which basically is representing violence against African-American citizens in Houston. And he's trying to, last I heard about it, that the whole concept, of course, was to try put a face on the violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world can you possibly deny it happen?
Mm-hmm.
It happens if you don't see the face of these poor victims.
Right, right.
And understand what happened to these poor people.
And one thing also that I think is so tragic, and I have so much of a difficulty putting my head in that place, but, if you live with bullets coming through your windows on a regular basis and stuff, there's such a mentality against don't snitch and whatnot like that. That just, annoys the living, annoys me to heck. But, there are some things that need to be done, and I think that people need to be able to have some courage that the community is with them in trying to address these problems.
Lisa, just 1 second. I think someone just left, and I think we need to adjourn. So I'll let you make one last comment and adjourn, so that we don't run up the foundation's money.
Okay.
We don't want to have anybody complaining about us that we're talking about this and it's not audit committee related.
Right.
I'm sensitive to it, but it's not me. Okay, so
Oh, sure, no problem. But I just want to say, anybody who would complain about this, these are future potential listeners, and if you don't have anybody left, the youth are so important. We got to make sure that we leave something and have something intact for them. But this has been a severe problem in this area. I live outside of Newark, and, I know people affected personally by this, and it is just so devastating. And we live in a culture of violence,
mm-hmm.
Founded on violence and continuing to take this violence all over the world. And we just have to find ways to stop it. And our youth, so many of them, I wish they would put more effort into building society and building our youth as much money as they spend on destruction and destroying youth, through bombs and all that. We have to take a multi-pronged approach to this solution and to this problem, I should say, because it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I just wanted, again, Campbell, to extend my my warmest wishes to you and your family.
Thank you so much. And,
yeah,
you know,
and likewise, and I'm sure everybody does. Campbell's on email.
I certainly appreciate that.
You don't want to put out your phone number, but if you want to email Campbell to get his phone number, you can certainly do that. And
maybe,
I thank you so much, Campbell, and we will let you go so you can take care of your whatever it is that you have to take care of. When is the just put out when the funeral will be and so forth on on the Google groups, okay?
Okay.
Can I get a motion to adjourn, please?
So
yeah.
Moved, so moved.
Okay.
So moved.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Thank you.
Okay,
sorry,
bye.
Sorry.
We're thinking of you, Campbell.
Thank you so
bye.
Much, Bill. God bless.
God bless you, too.